WEMF.
Live from the WEMF radio studios, 320 Entertainment presents Monday Night Gold. Our guest tonight has seen the world and he's got a story to tell. His most recent joint, They Call Me HG, puts on full display the dynamic message and nonstop firepower he possesses after years of putting in the work to become one of Boston hip-hop's most enduring names. A political, spiritual hip-hop force with a message for the world, he graces our studio here tonight on Monday Night Gold. Give it up for MC Holy Ghost.
Yes, Boston. Greetings from your man, MC Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Mr. Holy Ghost, how are you, my friend?
I'm feeling great, Sterling. I really want to give thanks first to the Lord for this day. Brought me from Fort Hill,
yes.
Roxbury across the bridge.
Yes,
and we
sir,
made
man.
It underneath the red, blue, blood moon, whatever they want to call it. We
that
are here.
Stupid red moon thing.
Yes,
last night.
Call
oh
it what you want. Red,
God.
Blue, white, tan, I don't know.
My God. Everyone was posting that thing last night. Okay, so Mr. Holy Ghost,
yes.
You have quite a backstory to you. At a very young age, actually, you spent time living in Tanzania, Africa.
Yeah.
Before settling with your family in America's birthplace, Lexington, Mass.
True.
Now, I'm curious, do you have any memories of you can share of your time in Africa?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up a drummer, first of all. And, you know, I was adopted, as my story goes. And we, you know, when I was about 5 years old, we traveled to Tanzania. My dad was a civil rights educator from Roxbury. And, you know, when I was young, we went over to Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. And my first earliest, actually, performance was on stage dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came up and gave me some shillings and, you know, said, you're a great dancer. And, you know, I bought my parents, I think, a letter opener from Dar es Salaam. So that was, yeah, that's one of my first experiences is dancing on stage in Dar es Salaam.
Love it, man.
Yeah, wow.
I know that Miss Britt Johnson has a question for you.
Yeah, yeah. So from there to now, you know, you took up music, first rocking the drums, and would eventually start rapping and writing your own lyrics and then engineering reggae live events.
Yeah.
So, you know, you started off with the fraternity over in Dartmouth College. And can you speak on that?
Well, what brought me up to Dartmouth was my dad became dean up at Dartmouth, and it actually was his alma mater. So, you know, it was really nice, you know. First of all, I came again from Africa and ended up in Lexington, which was a kind of, you know, weird shock to go from, you know, serious roots to, you know, little Lexington. A lot of police brutality, a lot of, like, you know, people following me, you know, everywhere I went. And it was nice to get out of Lexington and end up in the mountains of Vermont, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we ended up, I ended up with my rap partner performing a lot up on stages at the fraternity. Since my dad was dean, they used to call me the dean's son.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere I'd go at 16 years old, I was allowed in all the fraternities at Dartmouth. And I, you know, oh, it's the dean's son, let him in. So I was kind of privileged in that way. I ended up becoming friends with a lot of frat brothers and, you know, hooking up with them and performing up there. So that's how that came about.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, most recently we had the album, They Call Me HG, mm-hmm. and last week we heard a single called Psycho.
Yeah.
This week, there's a brand new single you're dropping.
Yeah.
Tell us about Live and Direct.
Well, Live and Direct, first of all, is a track going out to... you know, old schoolers, new schoolers, those who are, you know, from where I am, you know, I'm a little senior in the game, to those who are rookies. Live and Direct's worldwide track. I give shout outs to probably, you know, every nation, I don't know, but yeah, man, it's a worldwide track. It's brand new. It's my latest single off the new album, 13th Dimension. It's about to drop, so, you know, there it is.
And before we continue the story of MC Holy Ghost, here is the latest from MC Holy Ghost. You're on 320 Entertainment's Monday Night Gold, the world premiere. MC Holy Ghost, live and direct. I want to bring it back a little bit to an interview tonight here on Monday Night Gold to the fact that earlier in your career, Mr. Holy Ghost, you would engineer live reggae shows.
Yeah, man, yeah.
The connection you have to reggae runs pretty deep.
Yeah, man, it does. You know, when I was up in Vermont, like I said, you know, I used to run big concerts outdoors, and pretty much every Jamaican artist that came through, I had the privilege to engineer or, you know, work with. And, you know, a lot of these Jamaican artists, you know, looked at Vermont as their second home. They said it's as close as home as they felt. So it was really nice to work up with artists, you know, from Jamaica up there.
Indeed, my friend. Now, after moving back to Boston, you began your spiritual journey, and this is where you met a man named John Mathias.
Yeah, Brother John is actually a monk who passed away. Rest in peace. You know, I was on a real spiritual fire at the time, and, you know, a lot of prophecy things were coming true, and things I was saying were coming true, and I had to speak with somebody about all this. My dad's a minister, and, you know, I grew up, you know, a lot, you know, with the word as my solid background. So when I came back to Boston from Vermont, New Hampshire, I hooked up with a Brother John over in Cambridge right here, the monastery, St. John, Society of St. John the Evangelist, right on the river here.
Right.
And I spent a good 10 years or so reasoning with a monk.
Mm. Love it.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Love it, man. I mean,
we used to walk around Cambridge, you know, and it was real funny to see the people stare at us, you know, the dreadlock and the elder monk with the white beard and his robes, you know, it was really cool.
But it really kind of, you know, set the whole tone for your whole direction in life going forward.
Well, one of the real things we talked about was music and my career with him. And, you know, I used to have a real trouble with a lot of the things I was saying. I didn't want to upset the Lord, or, you know, to read it.
Right.
And he would always say, well, God, you know, the creator said to be creative. Right. And so that's what I do. I create music.
That's indeed, my friend. You create music, you create, you know, so you spread positive vibes.
Yeah, man.
You have a message for the world that I want to actually touch on one thing too, that maybe some folks may not be aware of, you know, the whole story about you, and that is the origin of your name.
Yeah.
How did you get the name MC Holy Ghost?
Well, I, it's a long story, but not for tonight, but if people want to, you know,
by all means.
By all means, get in touch with me, and I'll be for, you know, I'm a friendly guy. You could call me, and I'll tell you everything, but.
Yeah.
The short story is I ended up in a church with my rap partner, Master Switch. Shout out to Master Switch and everybody around the world. I got shots out to Queen. Sierra Leone, I got shots out to people in Thailand, my people in Israel, Jerusalem, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, so.
Definitely, I mean, and also the fact that early in your career, you know, from the name Holy Ghost to your journey to getting into the hip hop game, you know, you took it from there, and then after Dartmouth College, you began doing your own music.
True.
And then came a track that would actually go on to have quite the influence.
Yeah,
Shady Cops.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're going back to 1990, and you're taking it back a long way. My rap partner and I put out a track called Shady Cops. We actually drove down from New Hampshire to Waltham, Mass. We recorded in a guy's studio with our DJ was the winner of California's contest, Northern California DJ contest, King Cole. And he had set up the gig, so we came down to Waltham, recorded. And before we had driven back up to New Hampshire, these guys with our track had driven to New York City to the New Music Seminar. And Ice-T happened to be there, and they played our track for Ice-T, and apparently he put his head down and said, where are these guys from? And he said, New Hampshire.
Where are these guys from?
And you know Ice-T's accent, right? Yeah. So anyhow... Man, yeah. So one thing led to another. These guys from Detroit came to our mobile home. I was living with I had moved out of my dad's, you know, nice pad at the college and moved in with my rap partner in a mobile home. And I was couched, you know, sleeping on his face. And these guys, we had a studio at the mobile home. And these guys from Detroit came over from KMS Records. And they were like, oh, man, if you guys ever make it, this will be the greatest movie, you know? And years went, I mean, I could tell you the story, man. We had phone calls ringing. We had weird stuff. You know, people, you know, I'd hit the button. This is Helen with your fortune. You know, they're all kind of weird games. Back in the day, those games that was happening. And again, we're going back before rap really turned into that, you know, beef, West Coast, East Coast stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these guys came to our mobile home, basically, as the story goes, and said this would be the greatest movie. My rap partner looks just like Eminem, and you guys could probably put the story together. Right. Shady Cops was our track. Next thing you know, Eminem's I'm the Real Shady. They got 8 Mile with a dread and a white and a dude in a mobile home.
Ooh.
And you know what I'm saying? You all can put
sounds
the rest
like controversy
together.
There. Yeah, you all can. That's what you're staying away from. Okay.
Aha.
I get it now.
You know,
that. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, when I watch 8 Mile, I kind of look at, you know, myself.
I hear that. You find yourself in that.
In my rap part.
You know, real quick, before we wrap up, I want to make a mention of the fact that little connection that we actually kind of have before I even got to meet you personally. That was in 2010. I was in attendance at the New England Urban Music Awards with Kalani Sky. Mm-hmm. And I remember when you had the most nominations of anybody, because we covered the music awards that year on the old Legacy Radio show years ago at Sanctum Sound Studios. Yeah. And I remember asking Kalani, who's MC Holy Ghost? Who is that? You know, and she's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, you know, and. Yeah. But, yeah, it was crazy. I was there.
Oh, that's great. So you heard all the... I think I had 12 nominations. Producer, rapper, something else.
You were there. Kalani, C. Stacks, and early in her career, Shay Rose was there, too. Before she broke big in Boston. Mm-hmm. So that's cool, man. You know, you had the most nominations that year. And here we are today, chopping it up with you.
God is great. Let me just tell you, Sterling. Yeah, you know, this is a great day. I really want to give a thanks to Sterling Gold and Miss Boss Lady for this interview.
Thank you, sir.
I want to give great love to the Boston community that shows love. Come
What's
out and support
What's your next project? What do you have next coming up?
Well, like I mentioned, 13th Dimension is about to come out. That's my new album about to drop. That's got some really heavy dance tracks for all you DJs, you know, you're going to want to bounce that in the clubs.
You guys?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You guys, you can find MC Holy Ghost on Twitter at MC Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yep.
He's also on Facebook. Like this man, find this man, and get into his music and his message.
www.mcholyghost.
Yes.
There we go.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend, for being here. A big salute to you.
All right, all right.
And that will do it for this week's edition of 320 Entertainment's Monday Night Gold. Keep the faith, because in Sterlingtology, y'all can trust. We're back next week, 8 p.m. live on WEMFradio.com.